بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. As you all heard, the Honorable MC Marana Sahib mentioned, it's the Islahi program. Right now, my Islah is getting made also. Under my Ustaz, my Honorable Ustaz, Ali Hassan Dokrat Sahib, I don't have the words or the uloom or the himmat and courage to say anything. So I am sitting here as a student also, my Islah is getting made. So we have come here for Islah rectification. Therefore, I appeal to my Ustaz and Asatiza here also, if anything I may say anything wrong, out of line, please correct me also. Right now we are sitting here with a big L on the back, learner driver. As long as we have an L on the back, then we are safe. Here in South Africa, if you drive on the left hand side, they say right hand side. And if you drive on the right hand side, they say wrong side. So we don't know which side to drive right now. Drive on the left or drive on the right. So we're still learning from our Asatiza how to drive also. The vehicle of Islah, the vehicle of ilm, which way to go, which direction to move. So we are still learning. As long as we have the L on our back, we are still safe. Once you put the qualified, put the Q there, qualified, farigh, then you make a mistake for a student of deen also, if he's writing his imtihan parasha, imtihan and examination paper, and ustaz puts there, translate the following verses into English, doesn't know the tarjumah, doesn't know the correct translation. So he writes there intentionally the incorrect translation. Doesn't know it. He might think now maybe by chance I'll get it right. Not sure what the translation is. I'll put it. And maybe Moana will give me a part mark. So intentionally he's putting the incorrect answer. Moana won't give fatwa of kufr there. Look at the student. He wrote incorrect translation of Quran Sharif, which is tantamount to kufr, therefore he lost his iman. Why? He won't write it because I'm a learner. I'm still learning. So long as we are learners, we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook our faults. Once I regard myself now that I am there, I made it. Like how my honorable, illustrious Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib and Barakatuh says, that you take a ball and you throw it up. The ball will move up. But as it goes higher, it will lose momentum. But it won't stop there. It will come down faster. In the same way, when it comes to Islah and Ilm, as long as the person is moving in the right hands, the Asatiza, the Mashayikh are throwing him up and higher, they are there to coach him and to guide him and to teach him how to drive properly, how to use his Ilm. Then there's hope, inshallah, he will reach his destination. Once he feels now that I have reached somewhere, and I've got everything right in my life, or I don't have to get anything right in my life, then how that ball will come down even faster, that's why a person will fall down also. Now, alhamdulillah, we have come to Zilqa'dah. Ramadan came to an end. As Moana says also, we have pre-mashwara, we have post-mashwara. So pre-Ramadan, we did a check right now, Ramadan is coming. I have to pick up my pace, the momentum, my Qur'an tilawud, the dhikrullah, mostly the Qur'an Sharif. And how much we were reading Qur'an Sharif, the month of Ramadan, Huffaz, mashallah, they were performing Taraweeh, how many times they're going over the door, even the non-alim, the non-Huffaz, automatically walk into the masjid, the whole environment is there. Read Qur'an Sharif. Now, when the moon was sighted for Shawwal, then we find automatically things have changed. I can't keep the momentum. So how beautifully Moana has taught us. He says, don't judge your post-Ramadan on Ramadan. Don't judge your post-Ramadan after Ramadan upon your momentum in Ramadan. Ramadan was special. There we felt special also. To read Quran Sharif was easy. Sitting in the car, then we'll open the phone, Quran Tilawat. Even the message will come also, just put it one side. Got my Quran to read. Now post-Ramadan, Moana says, base your post-Ramadan on pre-Ramadan. Have I increased at least a little bit? This is Islah. Where I'm reforming myself and checking how to reform my habits and my amal. For example, Mawlana mentioned one time in Darul Mazabil, Qari Amir al-Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali came from Hardoi, said on the member. And then he posed the question, Islah kya hai? What is Islah? He says, Islah, reforming one's nafs, one's habits, one's mindset, one's akhlaq, all the branches of deen, imaniyat, akhlaqiyat, ibadat, mu'amalat, and mu'asharat. This covers the entire deen. Imaniyat, to make islah my iman. My iman, my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at 100%. The Quranic ayat that Allah has revealed, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to have complete iman, not just amal, but I believe in it 100% correct. Every ayat, every verse, whether riba, haram, intermingling, impermissible, pride, not permissible, haram also, Allah is those that have pride. So all these injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaghuddu bin absarihim, lower your gaze, with the masturat also, yaghuddna min absarihim, lower some of their gazes, all these injunctions, my iman 100%, on every command of Allah, and upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the doer, Allah is the all wise. Whatever is happening in the world right now, whether it be in Gaza, whether in Kashmir, whether in China, whether in Sudan, what's the underlying hikmat and wisdom? In the knowledge of Allah. My Allah has complete control over everything. The way the dunya makes you feel right now, as if everything is going haywire, everything is out of control. Allah is in complete control. From belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فِعْلُ الْحَكِيمِ لَا يَخْلُوا عَنِ الْحِكْمَةِ الْحَكِيمُ Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, every decision of Allah, مَجَارِيُ الْقَضَى. Majari al-qada, where all qada and faislas and decisions are executed, is from the arsh of Allah. Everything is jari from there. Insan only has management skills to manage his life. Final decision happens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happening from Allah, by Allah, by the command of Allah. Allah is allowing it to happen. Whether the wars in the world, whether my a'mal also. Me coming for salah, Allah allowed me to come. I have no place in my heart to have any pride that I am doing something. I have so much of knowledge. Allah allowed it to happen. If Allah wants to snatch it away, it's Allah's command. So islah of iman, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every action, qawl, fi'l of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has to be followed. Iman in every, at our falah and najah, success in every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't know which sunnah of mine will win the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete iman is a lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't need to borrow any of the lifestyle. Just to understand the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Every single ada, action, qawl, fi'l, action, saying of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, design, architecture by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful. Inna Allah Jameel, yuhibbul jamal. Inna Allah is beautiful, He loves beauty. So the entire syllabus that He gave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is full of beauty. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dressed externally, what was His internal, complete beauty. Akmal, ajmal, ashal. Most beautiful, most perfect way, and the easiest, cost-effective. Unfortunately, our islah, when it comes to these things also, whether we go for a da'wat somewhere, 10-course meal, everything we say was 10-star. What a da'wat it was. And go for a da'wat where it's put on the floor, and just one course only, we say, bichara, shame they were trying. Alhamdulillah, it was nice. It was okay. That is ajmal. That is the best. What a beautiful da'wat. Closest to the sunnah. Everything simple. Just one utensil only. One utensil and so many people ate from it. That's ajmal. That's most beautiful. That is akmal. That is most perfect. Ashal is so easy. Less israf, less to wash also. Less to even present and to set the table. But the mind has become such. As recently Maulana told us also, that when the Western powers came, they colonized our countries. And when they moved out, then they colonized the minds of people also, that think like us and love what we love. There was recently an article came out. Our American soldier was an interrogator during the Taliban, war against the Taliban. And he says, I interrogated so many of them. Not one of them gave in, not one of them I cracked. Amazing people, he says, people of Iman. And the theme you can say of his interrogation or his discussion was that these are decentralized people. Decentralized. What we regard to be central in our life, they have no link to it. When we would threaten them that you will freeze your bank account, he laughed. I have no bank account. You don't have a bank account in the 21st century. Where are you living? Afghanistan. We'll burn your house down. Marhaba ahlan wa sahlan. I live in a mud hut. I'll rebuild it. We'll kill your family. I have a shaheed already. I'm also waiting. Aminhum man qada nahba, aminhum man yantazir. Some will fill the pact, some are waiting. The only thing they had loyalty to was the deen of Allah. I'm waiting to give my life. There's no way I'll give you any information. Then he says, what to us was the dream, to have a beautiful home, to have a nice car, to have good clothing, to have a big bank balance, was of no value to them. Of no value to them. Value was Iman. The lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, complete syllabus. And how beautifully Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah would explain that this entire life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from head to toe as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had designed this. Allah is a designer. Not some brand name. The brand name, our brand name is proudly Sunnah. Now South African. Proudly Sunnah. What is closest to Sunnah? That I'm proud about. The Sunnah comes into my life. Then I can walk with my chest out. I belong to him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm his and he's mine. I don't belong to anyone else. Allah designed it completely. A beautiful example is given. Those that are married will understand better. Person was out in Tashkil 40 days. Whether he be in the khanka or in the path of Allah. Or he spends his 1 year in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept the students for that also. Among the years that we spent also was the 1 year in the path of Allah, one of the best years. And being married also, we call it sweet qurbani. Where you cry and she's crying. Isla is getting made right now. And the return trip is even more sweeter. That we say for after hours, inshallah. For the excitement, a person now after 40 days going back home, and he's at the airport and he sees a beautiful abaya, beautiful cloak or some other way, and now how I wonder how she'll look in this. Obviously the man is hungry right now also, any food will be tasty for him, so he says that how she'll look in this. He buys it. He's got the last few $100 left. He said, blow it, I'm buying it anyway. Gift wraps it, takes it hand luggage. He's planning what time he'll reach home tonight. Oh, by then the children are sleeping. And then finally, when the mulaqat takes place, he dims the lights, I brought a hadiyah for you. He knows the qurbani, I spent so much, I carried it. I brought it all, I'm excited from everything else now. Kar Guzari and the report will come after this. And imagine she tells him, I'm tired tonight, leave it by the door, I'll try it on tomorrow. What will happen to his heart? He says, Inna lillahi. Better I was in Jamaat tonight. And she tries it on that night. Then they say, as if now she's on the catwalk. Now she can ask for anything. Tonight is the night. The excitement that goes through the heart. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. When that Muslim banda dresses like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, designed by Allah. With the kurta and the pants above the ankles, it's clear, you can't see, there's no shak and no doubt. When he's standing there from a distance, we can see the ankles are clear. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The type of socks like the moza. The height of the socks like the moza. The type of topi, more than 250 riwayat. Almost 250 riwayat in regards to the head covering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different types. And he dresses like that with the sunnah. They say, understand, if you want to know your dressing is according to sunnah, whether you're tying the imama, whether he's putting the moza on, and if at that time he doesn't read one durood sharif, then that becomes a fashion accessory. It becomes a fashion accessory. I'm tying it to look smart. No durood sharif. Once our honorable sheikh was in South America, and there was an Arab brother who was taking him for ziyarat. So he put itar for him. So he asked Mahmoud al-Hamid sahab, ma maqsidu tib? Ma maqsidu tib? What is the purpose of applying itar? So Mawlana said, it's sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he gave a few virtues of it. But the Shaykh mentioned, maqsidu tib as-salawat al-habib, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you smell the fragrance, your mind goes to the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How he must have smelt. What must have been his fragrance, natural scent Allah Ta'ala blessed him with. So now you put on durood upon your tongue. Now that became sunnah. Otherwise I'm just putting on, as Mawlana says, I'm putting on this perfume, not to attract the malaika, to attract the opposite gender. To create a romantic environment, not to create a pious environment. Fashion accessory. It's no more a sunnah. My complete success is only in the sunnah. How that person was excited when the wife wore that. When he dresses like Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side, rahmat is descending. Well, look at this youngster in this zamana, more than 1400 years, he still has a fikr of islah of his dressing. And also he is doing it with internal, one is Islam externally, but iman also, with the quality of iman he is doing it. Not just as Islam a ritual, but he's dressing every day. But he's doing it with a quality of iman also. Where he's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that amal becomes of a different weight. Now the effect is different. Then with that sunnah will bring humility in his life. Not pride. Allama Rumi rahimahullah says that every makhluk, har makhluk bukarti hai mujhko dek, mujhko dek. Every creation is saying, look at me, look at me. Wants to distract you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying, look at me in everything. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. So what is islah of my iman? بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The complete success in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every action of his. How he did every single amal. How he spoke, how he walked. By the blessings of our astatis and mashayikh, they even instill within ourselves that when you're walking something, just think, how Nabi of Allah walked? How he must have taken that step? It is once in your life, try to walk it. How he must have walked? How he must have looked at people also? He never looked bimuqi ayne from the corner of his eye. He turned completely to the person and he made salam with him. Give him a full look, full attention. That's why my Honorable Shaykh says that we read the riwayat, maybe 50 meters away from the musalla, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. I read the riwayat 20 meters away and I forgot it already in salah. I just came to the musalla and I forgot the riwayat. So, islah of my salah also. What is islah of imaniyat? Islah of ibadat. To rectify my ibadat. To get yaqeen upon a'mal. This is all going to do with Islam. So Qari Amir Hassan Sahib Rahimahullah ascended the member, Darullah Azadul. He said, what is Islah? Islah kya cheez hai? What is rectification, reformation? He says, asan baat hai, very easy. What I am not doing, start doing it. What I supposed to do, start doing it. Then he asked those that were sitting there, I supposed to read Yasin Sharif in the morning. Did I read it this morning? I didn't read it, start reading it, that's your Islah. So something big. Then I need a big sheikh, world-renowned sheikh. There's so many subscribes and followers and likes. That's the sheikh I got to follow. And I got to dress like him also. Then I got to talk like him also. I'm going to prepare my bayans like him also. That is not islah. Islah, what I supposed to be doing and how to do it. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. I cannot see Nabi Ali salatu salam. So how do I do it? I have a sanad of ilm. I have my chain of my satiza going right up to Nabi Ali salatu salam. I got my hadith sanad from these ustas. So he said, I have also a sanad of salah also from who you learn namaz. Also I have a sanad. I learn salah from this ustaz. And he learned from that ustaz. And that sheikh, and that sheikh. Now I fulfill the haqq of that hadith. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. So how to redefine my salah also? My ibadat, akhlaqiyat, my akhlaq. To make islah of my akhlaq. What I'm not doing, start doing it. There's nobody stopping me right now. Is me, myself, the himmat and courage to pick myself up. Example now after Maghrib Salah. What is islah? Read my sunnats. Sunnat qiraat. Then nawafil. So important nawafil. Islah. They say no gain, no pain. But here there's no pain. Two more rakat salah, no pain. The nafs feels the pain. Just two more rakat salah. But tell me now, private trainer, with 10 laps, 10 times up and down, and I'll pay for it also. Allah says, I'll pay you. You go up and down a little bit. This is islah. Awabin, 6 rakats. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will say, so easy. I'm sitting in the masjid, in the house of Allah, I have wudu. Perform my sunnats. Environment of malaika. Nothing difficult. All I have to do, 2 rakats sunnat. Starter pack. Man salla 6 rakats ba'd al-fariida. Person who performs 6 rakats after the farz. Hazrat will say, starter pack, you can read 2 rakats sunnat. 2 nafil which you are reading, and 2 more nafil, you got 6 rakats. And then when you get used to it, then make the 6 separate. The 2 sunnat separate, then your 6. Otherwise, start a pack, you got your 2 sunnat, 2 nafil, just add 2 more. How long 2 more will take? 1.5 minutes, my namaz. And Hazrat says also, my 2 surahs patented, reserved for me, inna atina qul huwa Allah. Say, parterahu. Carry on reading. No problem, Allah will give you the reward of it. I love these 2 surahs. Inna atina qul huwa Allahu ahad. Read it, but read the 2 rakats. Have yaqeen, this is islah. Now I made islah the time. That time was getting wasted. In the life of a mu'min, there's no vacuum. If I don't fill the time with a'mal, it will get filled with something else. Something will take it away. One friend will tap me, said, asking me something. My time got wasted. So there was israf in my time also. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْلِمِ. You wasted your time. Allah said, I have no love for you. You wasted the time, you could have... The reward I want to give you, just those 6 rakats, salah, after the farz of Maghrib salah, what is the reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared to give a person the reward of 12 years nafil ibadat accepted. Perfect ibadat, 12 years. 12 years nafil ibadat accepted, already done every day. I don't know whether I'll see 12 years coming ahead. Allah said, given already. You're getting the full reward of it. I never understood it until my sheikh explained to us. I'm working for a company. And the company says, today, they have a bit of extra work. We close at 5 o'clock. Just give us 6 more minutes. 6 more minutes of your time. And we'll give you 12 months advance salary. Subhanallah, my dua got accepted. When you get a boss like this? 6 minutes only. You sure you didn't make a mistake? No mistake. 12 months advance salary. Give us 6 hours more, we'll give you 12 years advance salary. Allah says, I'm giving you advance already. Who is there to take? Who is there to take it? The greed should come in the heart. Ya Allah, I can't let it go. 12 years advance? For 6 rakats only? For 6 minutes only? 12 years advance? Another reward for Salatul Awabin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who performs the farz of Maghrib, and thereafter speaks to no one, and he performs 6 rakats thereafter, Allah will write for him and forgive him for 50 years sins. 50 years gunas amaf. 50 years Allah wants to give it up. Once Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was in our country, one of the great akabir of our time. Khalifa Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. When you spank Kadwa Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhu, Asim Hazrat, something is on my mind. That when you wear clothing, you read Dua Alhamdulillahi Ladhi Kasanihi, Min Ghayri Hawli Minni Wala Quwwa. And the Hadith Sharif says, all your sins are forgiven. Where is it linked up? That I'm wearing clothing, and my sins are forgiven. So Hazrat told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for every excuse to forgive. If you're wearing clothing also, I'll forgive you. You're wearing clothing, pure clothing, so I will remove your evil garb of sins with your new fresh clothing you're wearing. Rid you of it. Allah is saying 50 years gunas are forgiven. 50 years sins are forgiven. Allah says forgiven. Now to you and to me, forgiveness, okay, is there on its place. To get back to our example, also husband and wife example. Hazrat gave us a beautiful example. He says, right now, husband and wife is not talking. Now there's fight. He said something, she said something. He said, your family, she said, your family. Now the fight started. Nobody is talking. As our brother said, the picture, no sound. Then nobody is talking right now. Come home, and everything is cold. Food is cold also, cold shoulder also. But aadmi wo apne aap mein wo garam hai. But wo thandi hai. Now he says, what do I do now? But the day he comes home, and she's got a smile, and she says, forget about it. Ya Alhamdulillah. Allah is Kareem. What she said? Just speak ma. All the pressure is gone. Two partners are having it out. Two brothers are fighting. Now he got a da'wat, walima, haqiqah da'wat, he went, went a bit late also, and he's making a dua, I hope the partner is not there. Because this will be a top chow, a top da'wat, and I want to eat nicely also, I didn't eat breakfast this morning. So I got enough place to pack away. He goes to the da'wat, he went a bit late. Only one table, there's left one chair empty. So the host takes him to sit, as he sits down, he sees opposite him, the partner is there. Inna lillahi. How am I going to eat this food now? I call him to look up. He taps the table. He says, bhai, maaf kar jo, just forget about it. Subhanallah. Allah is saying, this is six rakats, everything maaf. No pressure now. No pressure between you and me. Everything is forgiven. You made tawbah, you made tawabin. See, everything is forgiven. There's no pressure between you and me. All the gunas are gone. Just six rakats only. This is Islah. Where I'm waiting to do something for my Allah, Allah will become so happy with me, Allah will forgive me. And Allah will give reward also. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ Allah will forgive and Allah will love also. Allah will forgive, Allah will reward also. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will say, Allah says, I will forgive you and I will love you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا Then now you made tawbah. You came out to Iman, you made islah of your imaniyat, you made islah of your a'mal, your salah, your Quran tilawat, your dhikrullah. Simple a'mal. But persistence, for continuity, for steadfastness, ahabbul a'mal, the most beloved a'mal to Allah, that are continuous, even though they may be little, Allah loves it. So Allah says, those that do those a'mal, they have iman, Allah will create love for them. Rahman will create love for them. Their families will love them. Asatiza will love them. Community will love them. They have iman and amal, they made islah of it. Yes, that perfect islah is beyond us. You will just start, Allah with the power of jazb, power of pull, Allah will pull us. Allah has the power to pull, we don't have the power to reach Allah. But we start walking that path. Ya Allah, I did the six rakats a little bit. Little bit tawbah I made over there. Then we say, Allah will pull a person. Allah will forgive and Allah will love. And how Allah will love also. He said, we haven't heard any government as yet that says that now declare everything you have not declared. We're giving you amnesty. Declare everything that you haven't declared. All the tax also you haven't paid us. Come forward, let's work it out, whatever it is. We'll just overlook it, write it off. Now you bring all the records. And they say, right, this is forgiven, right, written off. There's no more record of it. We overlook it, it's fine. The top of that, they tell you, the government tells you, because you came forward, now we'll give you 10 filling stations, 20 blocks of flats, 5 farms also. Say, Subhanallah. No government will do that. Allah say, I will do it for you. I will love you also. You made guna, you made tawbah, I'll forgive you, and I will love you also. And I will give you so much more. Not only that, those evil deeds you brought, I will change it into good deeds. This is Islah, my dear brothers, where we have the connection to Allah, that I know my Allah. To know the system of Allah. How my Allah will react to me. How my Allah will love me. How much Allah loves me. How much Allah wants to give me. Now how much for myself, to exert myself, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the days of Qurbani. From the days of Qurbani, we learn how to love Allah. We learn how to be loyal to Allah. We learn how to give our life for Allah. We learn how to submit to Allah. We learn how to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From who we learn? From Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. How he submitted. And how much he submitted to Allah. To Allah says, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. O Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we will make you now the imam of the people. Till when? Till Qiyamah. Till Qiyamah they will speak about you. You will leave behind your dhikr remembrance till Qiyamah's day. How he committed, how loyal, how he surrendered. We learn from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah loved this submission. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Allah said to him, O Ibrahim, surrender. أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. How to surrender to Allah? Very difficult. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, ki muttaqi banna bohot mushkil hai. Muttaqi banna bohot mushkil hai. To become pious, to become muttaqi, very difficult. Sometimes, my Hazrat says, in Darul Ulum, becomes even more difficult. Because even more difficult. I got friends, and he would say, even the friendship in madrasa is a friendship of convenience. So would it last forever, unless it's based upon taqwa. Of convenience. But I feel this is my bosom friend. This is sometimes in Darul Ulum Madrasa is more difficult to become muttaqi. A youngster wants to become pious, now he started awabin namaz every day. Then we hear the comments, he's gone dick pious right now. He has gone very pious. He's Sufi Sahib. What happened to him now? You got a sheikh. You got khilafat. Now his troop has gone so high. Now we can't touch him anymore. He becomes a mockery now. He becomes a soup. What you came here for then? Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would mention, I've heard that Darul Ulum are taverns of the love of Allah, the dishing out. The dishing out that love and the Jamun Mina, the goblets of the love of Allah. Every lesson is being dished out right now. Every lesson, Allah's muhabbat is being dished out right now. That is where we get the love of Allah. When Muhammad Yusuf Rahimullah will say that when a person learns ilm and knowledge, he says every masla increases his iman. Every hadith increases his iman. How? He says he thinks about the fuqaha. Ya Allah, the fuqaha, what brains you gave them. How many ahadith, how many riwayat, how many tafsir they have to know to take out one masala. Subhanallah, may Allah, what shan you have. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every single moment, not a day, every lahzat min al-lahza. Every lahza min al-lahzat, Allah's shine is changing. Connect our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muttaqi banna bohut mushkil hai. So to become pious is very difficult. Then Zakim Sahib will say, rahimahullah, but find an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put your hand into his hand, and he'll make taqwa for you enjoyable. You will enjoy to become pious. This is life. I learned in the ahadith to spend little time la ghadwatun fi sabilil awroha khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. We give little time in the path of Allah in the morning or in the evening is better than the entire world whatever it contains. I know the hadith. Little time in the morning, little time in the evening better than the entire world, more enjoyable than everything in the world. What is islah? That I know the hadith, I know the virtue, I quoted it. It's better, more enjoyable than everything. Little time in the morning, little time in the evening. But I'm going for pedal right now. But it's time for mutala takrar. The time for gush right now. The bayan is on. I know the hadith. But no, that's more enjoyable. You don't know the hadith. You know the words. To make islah of the time right now. Then this is better than, this 2 rak'at namaz is better than everything in the world. But I need a holiday right now. We are far from the masjid. Inna lillahi. You just said the 2 rak'at is better than the entire world. Better than all the accommodation and all the resorts and all the whatever amenities and facilities, entertainment. He said, muttaqi banna mushkil hai. To say, I'm not going. Say, find a love of Allah and you say, I can't leave this now. I love this. This life is beloved to me. Just like how to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when Allah designed his entire sunnah lifestyle for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how Allah loved it. How a Nabi walks, how he speaks, how he dresses, every single action. I will become like that. Allah says, like how I love my Nabi, the same muhabbat will come for me now. Same muhabbat will come for me, looking like my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at him in this zamana. In this zamana, in this period of time, we had 2 youngsters in our room from Australia. Darul Mazabal. 2 white boys. Reverts. One boy was part of a band. Whether he was a drum player or something like that. And they joined the madrasa. And I remember that afternoon, it was Qailula time. For students of Deen, Qailula is Hatmun Lazimu. We have to have the Qailula. They say, Qilu fa inna shaitan la yaqilu. They make Qailula because shaitan doesn't take a break, it doesn't make Qailula. So we have our Dalil also. So we were trying to have Qailula. The 2 young boys came with packets in their hand and they're excited. The Mudsama also, excited. So we asked them, what's the excitement about? See, we read this morning in class, to wear moza is sunnah, to wear lungi is sunnah, to apply oil is sunnah, to apply surma is sunnah. We just came from the shops now, we bought everything. It was like the nikah day. And now tonight we're going to dress up. And the next day, Mudsama, they're wearing the lungi, they're wearing moza, they got surma in their eyes, they tied a turban, and subhanallah, the excitement. We can imagine Allah Ta'ala's side, where they came from darkness and kufr into nur of iman. What they were feeling in their hearts, we didn't experience it. That was the Saturday. The Sunday evening, when they came to the room, double ecstasy. And they were talking. They couldn't sleep. Then he asked him, what happened? He said, my brother back home in Australia, I just got a call. He took the Shahada right now. What they were doing there, with a ripple effect. Then one brother that became a Muslim, so I asked him, halal food in your country? He says, nothing. Halal is only one shop. There's only one store, one shop that had a halal pie. For 1 year, I only ate the halal pie. For 1 year, I only ate the halal pie. This was Islah. Today, I'll eat anywhere right now. They say, that is something new, let's run over there. Let's go over there. Let's try this, let's try that. There's no enjoyment left. Muttaqi banna mushkil hai. To become, have the level of piety, as Hakim says, it's difficult, but find somebody and see how beautiful. I don't have to go there. I'm happy with the simple food at home. Well, I mentioned one time, he says, when old Baji came and told him one day, say, Hazrat, when you were young, and we had all our teeth. We had all our teeth that time. And then, mother used to make some roti and dar. He said, you want some pizza and some burgers. You don't eat this now. He says, now we don't have the teeth. And now we have real stomachs, not like the youngsters. He says, now that dry roti and dar is more tasty than pizza and burger also. There's maja in it. Then now we thought, what you were eating? That was like plastic food. We thought that was real food. There was nothing in there. It was just now for taste. Now this is real food. Oh, the taste buds has changed. The tabiyat has changed. Now maturity has kicked in. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam story we hear, this is complete Islah. The love we had from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friendship we got from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, when we go into the story of Qurbani, The family of three, Allah Ta'ala chose them, that till today we are still following their sunnah. ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we command you, we send wahi to you, that you should follow the millat and the way and the lifestyle of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That you follow him over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and your ummah, إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. And if you love me, you follow me. I'm commanded to follow Ibrahim, but you follow me. By following me, you'll become the Khalil of Allah and the Habib of Allah. Allah will love you, make you His friend also. Allah will love you and Allah will make you His friend also. And how Allah will make you His friend? Allah will create that love in the makhluk also. And this is my friend, you should love him also. You should have muhabbat for him also. When the pious eyes fall upon you also, this is the friend of Allah. Then we know some islah is taking place. Islah of my mind. As our Hazrat mentioned to us, that they colonized our countries and they colonized their minds also. They dress like us, become like us, follow us. See what we are doing, we're throwing this at you. Some years ago, a brother came in Jamaat and he was in Markaz in Durban Masjid al-Hilal. He was a Jewish brother that became a Muslim in the 70s. He got married in Pakistan, became an alim in Nuri Town. So I began speaking to him. Speaking, he says, Marana, the worst time of my life was when I went for Hajj. I said, Inna lillahi. That was in the 80s or so. I said, what happened? He said, I lived the American dream. It was a hippie life. Living on the move, town to town, eat where you want to, sleep where you want to, sleep with whom you want to, eat what you want, smoke what you want. He said that was the American dream which everybody wanted to live, and it's still there. It might not be smoking, but now we got the vaping. Now we got their style. Tweak the sunnah. Modify the sunnah. Modify your life. Just make it fit in. He said, I lived that life completely. To the core. And then Allah gave me hidayat. Then I went for Hajj in the 80s. And when I saw what was happening there, I realized that this became the dumping ground of the West and the East. What we finish, eat, digest, and took out, we dumped over here. Now we already went for psychiatric help there. We went through it already. Now they had the medication ready. They had the antidepressants ready in the West. Psychiatrists, psychologists, therapy, and now we finished with it, now we dumped it here. Now you all take it. And the Muslims of the world were coming. Those that went in the 80s and 90s, you know what the Ummah was taking back home that time. It was the televisions, the mini hi-fis, the Walkmans, these are all now istilahat, my dear brothers. So they were taking all these things back home. Youngsters won't know what's a Walkman possibly. The mini hi-fis they had, and what. The loudspeaker, telephones, all the electronics, people are coming back with them, truckloads. Come to Nairobi airport and already in Sakarat, it's all on the tarmac, nobody must steal it. And they're making the final dua, the Haji, Allah, we're going back home. The customs official, Ya Allah, make him blind. He mustn't see me. Final dua, leaving the haram, Ya Allah, he mustn't see me. And the bangles and the gold and the jewelry and janwa and handu, everything, coming back home with it. That was Hajj and Umrah. He said, He said, how many times I was tempted to take the mic of the Imam of the Haram and make an announcement, oh Muslim Ummah, understand what you all are doing right now. This is not Hajj and Umrah. This is not Hajj and Umrah. We already finished with this, we are sick, we came here to get better. You are coming here to get sick and take it back home, the disease. Your minds have been colonized, we are sick of it. We want complete and pure Sharia. Now we are researching. How Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived, how he dressed, how he ate, how he slept, to reform our lives. But you want to take it another way around. He says, how could you explain to the Ummah? That time it would take 5 to 10 years to hit the Muslim Ummah. Say, now it's overnight, press of the button and the app is open. What's happening there? Let's bring it here. What's happening in the East? Let's bring it here. And before we know it, we're already sick with it. With the sports, with the entertainment, what's the next function? What's the next thrill? As I mentioned today, in the Jummah Bayan also, we had two white youngsters in our masjid also. I would ask them, as a youngster, what was the thrill of your weekend? Sharab, khamar, drinking, music, clubbing. But the most, he says, was to get high, to drink. And he says, we found the same thing in your youth also. They're getting high on entertainment, going out, sports. See, that was after everything we had done. He said, if only they know the value of a'mal. To make islah of the weekend, islah of our time. And then when a person will come out to islah, then Allah will make him the beloved of Allah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise the nafs will crave for it. The nafs wants to go to these avenues. How to take control of the nafs? The nafs, we fed it the best of dunya. Now the nafs has become the rakib, and we have become the markab. The nafs has become the rider, and insan has become the conveyance. Whereas it should be the other way around. That when we become the rider, and the nafs becomes the conveyance, you listen to me. But now we listen to the nafs. Do this labbaik wa sa'adik. I give in to my nafs. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful indeed is that person who has purified his nafs. This word aflaha. Ibn Baraghi, rahimahullah, explained what is aflaha. The aflaha is all encompassing. Every type of success, whether it be success spiritually, whether it be in amal, whether it be iman, whether it be akhlaq, Allah says aflaha, you got it already. Complete success, whether physically, spiritually, emotionally, intelligence, in every sense of the word aflaha, you have success, Allah has given it to you. Just make tazkiyah of the nafs. Just clean out the heart and see the right direction of life. What I should be doing right now. But myself, I don't have it within me. How to understand this? Therefore, mashaykh, you have given us a beautiful way. Where they had mashaykh, where they taught us how to make tazkiyah of our habits, of our salah. Salah to be correct also. Salah to be correct. Our domestic life to be correct. One thing to correct it. And add how our mashayikh say that a good deed pulls a good deed. I rectified one thing, Allah will rectify the rest of it. Just start the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear right now is to give up. That if I give up, I'm afraid now, as you say, I don't want to have josh. This I'll have josh, then the gas will finish off, then I'll fall flat again. I fall flat again, then what's the use now in fighting it? Everybody around me is not doing it. What's the correct thing to do? You see, yes, the josh will come, carry on doing it. Person will fall in life. Make tawbah, get up again, move to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is a journey of life. When Allah ta'ala decides, they say a person has to continue trying. Till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes rahmat and mercy. My honorable Hifz Ustaz, when I spoke to Desai Sahib al-Marakatu, would say also. He says a person becomes a Hafiz al-Quran. And we know for a Hafiz, the first time when he comes to learning Quran Sharif is very easy. He says, I learned my one page in 15 minutes. Very easy for me. Half an hour, 2 pages is down. I learned sabak. But if I forgot that door, I forgot my Quran Sharif, that one page won't take half an hour now. It'll take sometime the whole day. Can't just get it. It's not coming. It's not coming. Tomorrow I will say, why? He says, the first time when Allah threw the Quran at you, take it. I made it easy for you. I want to make you hafiz al Quran. Allah is giving the Quran Sharif. It's a ni'mat and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, now you didn't make shukr for this bounty. You didn't appreciate it. You didn't make dua properly. You didn't make mashwara with your asatiza. You didn't make mashwara with your parents. Asatiza and parents, their minds have to be synchronized for the barakat in the child's life. Has to be synchronized. The parents have to ask the ustaz what to do with him. Send him back to school. Keep him in the madrasa. They have to have a synchronized fikr. Ittihadul fikr, ijtima'ul qulub. Where the minds are united and the hearts are united, then the child will prosper. Not that now we took you out for 1 year from school, and next year you're back in school again. Ask the ustaz. He's got fikr for that child. He's sitting with him every day. So Mahara was here, Allah gave you the Quran the first and the ni'mat of Allah. Allah gave you free of charge, you didn't cry for it. Allah gave it. Learn the sabak, learn. But I didn't make qadr, I didn't appreciate. Now you forgot it. He says, now you want the ni'mat of Allah back, now cry for His rahmat. Now cry for His rahmat and mercy. For you to get back your Quran Sharif, you need the rahmat of Allah. First time was ni'mat, now is rahmat. To get rahmat, you got to pay for it. And now you have to cry for that one page. Ya Allah, give it back to me. Give it back to me. Ya Allah, I want it. Now Allah will open the way. But a person persists, then Hazrat Kimsa will say, Rahmatul Ali, I didn't become a great wali of Allah, but I tried to become the friend of Allah. I tried to become muttaqi and pious. At least I was now in the silsila, I had a sheikh. I have somebody I can talk to, somebody I can confide in, somebody I have trust in. Now I started walking the path. I might not become a big Allah wala, big friend of Allah, nobody might recognize me also. But as Hakim Sahib was saying, all my gunas and all my filth also, but I'm crying over it. Ya Allah, I can't get over it. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. I'm falling every time. But I have this love, Ya Allah, to reach you. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the wali and the friend of those that had iman. What's the effort? Become the friend of Allah. Allah says, I'm already your friend. Because you have iman. And nurture your iman. Harness your iman. Work on your iman. Sit in the halqas of iman. Listen to it over and over again. Renew your iman. Make the dhikr of Allah every day. Take the name of Allah every day. Jaddidu imanakum. Refreshing your iman. Make the dhikr of Allah every day. La ilaha illallah. He says, continue making the effort with all the whatever we have. But Ya Allah, I'm trying to reach you. Zakim Sahib will say, by the qasam of Allah, before he passes away, Allah will write his name in the register of the awliya. My wali has passed away. How is a wali? He died crying to become my friend. He died crying to become my friend. Mawlana mentioned to us last week, he says, understand something, Allah knows that probably and possibly that drug addict or that zani or that sinner might have more hope on the day of Qiyamah of forgiveness in the court of Allah than the wali of Allah also. Mawlana, how come? His life was in drugs. He was in zina, he couldn't get over it, in riba. But more the open sins. Especially a person has addiction to certain things. Oh, he's involved in haram activities. And he says, my life is wasted. I'm already right off. He's living his entire life in tawbah. And the wali of Allah, I'm okay. I got my namaz, I got ilm. I'm rubbing shoulders with big awliya also. I got them on my speed dial. Mawlana says your phone will become pious, not you. Your phone has a speed dial, not you. Doesn't mean your phone has a speed dial, I've got all the ulama there. So your phone and your computer may become, we haven't heard his computer, his phone is very pious. Or he's the wali of Allah. Or that phone of his, mashallah, what maktabatu shamila, what a allama. The phone, they have a new brand, allama, so and so. No. Has to come into you. So he's living now in the deception, I'm very pious, alhamdulillah, he's a gunagar. Go Lord Tawbah to make, brother, you better come right. You better come right, what it means, I'm okay. You have to come right. He's living with this now. He might have a stronger case in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, I died like this, crying to become your friend. He said, we are those cry babies. Ya Allah, you put me right. You put me right, Ya Allah, as they say, we're waiting for that. The tamacha of hidayat, the one slap of hidayat, 360 I turn around, and I come out pious now, Ya Allah, everything is gone, all the bad habits. You're hoping for that, they can happen also. Just go to the right person, the right company, the right avenue, with an open heart, Ya Allah, I'm ready to give up everything. That's how we mentioned to our young friends also. Say, we can't give it up. The cell phone is like a drug. That app is like a drug, I can't give it up. I just go back to it, no problem, delete it again. And delete it, give Allah a gap and a space and a chance to come in there at least. Then I got the app, there's no space for Allah. The screen is full already. There's only apps. Leave one blank space, take out the Instagram. I give Allah a space there. Put my Quran app over there now. I give Allah a chance for the night to put me right. Delete it. Tomorrow I will download it again. So you say, why should I bluff Allah? No problem. But the hadith says, if you can't cry, pretend. Allah believes your pretense also. He's bluffing me right now. Allah says, I believe you. A banda is making tawbah, but he's pretending. Allah says, I believe your pretense also. So pretend also, Ya Allah, I'll do it for you. This is Islah, ulama teaches how to make Islah. Ya Allah, it's difficult, but I'll try my small little ways. The small little ways are big by Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Are very big. So delete the app also. Get rid of the phone also. Person fell one time in the day, he looked at the haram. Don't let the day go now. Say, I looked already one time, let it go today now. Tomorrow I'll start again. No, the battle is on right now, we're on the battlefield. I slip one time, I won't slip second time. I won't look. Shaitan will catch you in the fifth one. No problem, I'll make tawbah again. Now the sixth one, I won't look. And carry on, going up and down, Allah is looking at the battle. But Ya Allah, I'm waiting for you to pull me. When are you going to pull me? And Allah will pull with His power of pull, then who can pull us back? Who can pull a person back? Like that one youngster did every evil in the book, every evil. And what he would do every night, he would record it. He would record it that time in his black notebook. Today, how are we recording it? On Facebook. I did this, and I did that, and I was here, and I did this. Everything recorded, uploaded. One youngster, Allah save us, subscribed to the porn sites. Every day getting emails. He got hit with a terrible illness. Not treatable. Passed away. Father buried him. Went to his room, got sort out everything. Opened his computer, somehow they got into it. Now we got to clear the emails, everything. De-link it. Went into the emails, inna lillah. Terrible emails. And plus he had it set up, it was sent out BCs to all his friends. We talk about sadqa jariya. Sayyatun jariyatun. He's in the qabar and still getting guna, getting a hiding for it. Getting a hiding for it still. Didn't give Allah a chance to forgive him also. Reading my salah, the records of all my gunas on my phone. Performing the namaz also, everything on the phone. Not giving Allah a chance. That gunagar and fajir, fasiq, murderer, kill 99. Ask that priest, any forgiveness for me? No forgiveness. Kill you also, make it 100. Then Allah wala tell you go to a certain town, qariyatu salihin, there possibly your tuba will be accepted. Passes away en route. Allah Ta'ala moves it a little bit to the more pious place. Malaika come and they measure the distance. It's close to the place of Tawbah. Forgive him, give him Jannat. Just little gap. He gave Allah a little gap. Allah is saying, give me a gap also. You want Islah? Make some space also. Make some space also. But now we're making space around the topi. Inside the topi is full here. No space. Two lengths here. No space anywhere right now. Give Allah the gap also. Delete the apps. Then I'll fall again. Continue moving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time will come and Allah will pull you. This youngster, every guna in the book he recorded. What he did today, the zina he made, the haram activities he got involved in. Everything he done. No gap for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He had one cousin. He had one cousin who he loved, he liked her. But not in the halal way. She fell into difficult and hard times. Finally she had to come to his door. She came, knocked the door, he opened the door. Oh, you came today. I've been waiting for you. How can I help you? He had to help himself really. How can I help you? I need some help right now. Don't have food at home. No problem, I can help you and you help me also. How we say, I call you Haji and you call me Haji, nobody did Hajj. Say, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. She says, that is the case, then I'm in terrible condition right now. Mother, here's a conversation. Better do something good in your life. Better do something good in your life. She's come to you for help. And now you take advantage also. So he closed the door. And he left it like that. But he came into his heart, let me do something good today. Just a little gap he gave Allah. When I bought some groceries, went to our house, knocked the door, left it there, I bought for you groceries and he left it. Night time came, he goes to his room. Mother hears him crying out like a baby sobbing. What happened to thee? What happened? She runs into the room. He's got his book in his hand. She says, Mother, check my book. He says, I don't read your book. You've got terrible things written over there. He says, read the book. She says, I don't want to read it. He says, see what's written in this book. Mother takes the book and she opens it, blank pages. Blank pages. It comes to the center of the book and one Quranic ayat, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds wipe out evil deeds. Good deeds wipe out evil deeds. You give Allah a little gap. Allah says, all your records deleted. All deleted. Just one good deed only. Allah says, make Islah, start one habit. Have somebody I can talk to. I have this habit, I have that habit. What we feel now is, my honorable Sheikh, such a beautiful thing he told us. He said, we hear so many bayans. He said, Marana, where am I start from? I'm so messed up right now. I don't know where to start from. One is my whole mind is mucked up. then my heart is so dark also. My heart is so dark also. Then my dressing is not right. My hair is also not right. And the passions, the lust, my habits, the avenues, the friends, and the contacts I have on my phone, everything in my life is upside down. Where am I stuck from? I'm a lost case already. Mahana says, and I heard so many bayans, I'm overwhelmed. Which wazifa I must start from? What I must read? Where must I? Where do I start from? I heard this Jummah bayan, then I had Islahi bayan, then I went in the path of Allah, I heard something else over there. It's all overwhelming. I don't know where to start from right now. So Mahana says, you just identify one challenge of your life. One thing that is blocking my relation to my Allah. What is it? Weakness of my namaz, of my eyes, or my tongue, bad language, speaking lies, cheating. So whatever is my bad habit right now, make that the jihad of your life. Make that the jihad of your life. Today I'm waging war right now. And nafs and shaitan will say, MashaAllah, be with you. What they'll say? Be with you. But Ghalib will say, they don't ever regard your nafs to become a farishta. You can act like one. And he'll tell you also, you're a wali of Allah. Okay, 1 week you clean right now, subhanAllah, you're already punching yellow. You're already gone. Nobody can catch you up right now. And the way he'll put you up so high also, you feel I'm in complete control. I don't need anybody, alhamdulillah. I got direct contact to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct. And he'll throw you up and make you feel so pious also. Then he gave the example of the snake went into hibernation. Winter months, snake went into hibernation. Children were playing around, they found that burrow. And they put their hand inside. In India, they would catch snakes. And they found the snake and they pulled it out. Snake was all coiled up. They pulled out the snake. They straightened it. Absolutely cold. The snake is dead. And they call all their friends, see, we caught one snake. See how brave we are. That thing is dead right now. I can't do anything. They left it there, played with it. And they went in indoors thereafter. Then the midday sun came out. Heated the body of the snake. Children came out to play, and before they knew it, the snake was waiting with the fangs open. See, what happened? I thought it was dead. I thought my nafs was dead. A little bit alone I was, it got its fangs. Ya Allah, where I was, it dropped me all of a sudden. Where I was, it dropped me all of a sudden. How did that happen? Now I wasted. My whole night went, feeling terrible right now. Ya Allah, how I missed my fajr namaz. It was going so well. I thought I had it under control. And I just slipped up all of a sudden. I missed fajr, then second fajr also. Asr namaz is going. Quran tilawat wa innahu la kitabun aziz. A great alim from Palestine came one day into madrasa and he says, the same Quran is a mu'azziz kitab, a kitab of honor and dignity. Person who has honor, honorable person, you slap him in public, he won't fight you back. He'll turn around, he'll walk away. Quran, he says, you slap it, you're a hafiz of Quran, you didn't make amal upon the Quran Sharif, Quran won't fight you back, he'll take a walk. I don't need you. You need me. Leave the Quran for one day, it will leave you for 2 days. Leave it 2 days, it'll leave you for 4 days. Leave it for 1 week, 2 weeks to leave. I don't need you, you come running back to me. You need me. And then Ramadan you'll have to come. Ramadan then you'll have to come. So Mahana says, where do I start from? There's so much in my life right now. Then Mahana says that tafakkaru, qul innama a'izukum biwahida. Say to them, I give you one advice only. One advice. Towards the middle of the ayat, أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُوا. That use your aqal a little bit. Ponder and think. I give you one advice, use your mind. Where do I start from right now? If I give up my gunas and sins, ask myself, what will happen? Ask myself, I don't go play today, what will happen? What will happen, brothers? Nothing. What happened? Nothing. فَشَيْطَانْ يَعِدُوكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَقْرَ. It threatens you. You won't have fun. You'll lose out. You'll sit like one faqir admi, all alone. And وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَ. Then you'll do evil deeds after that. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. Allah says, I'll forgive your sins. وَفَضْلًا, we say Allah fazal. Mahalla Transit Fazal, Bansela. What's Bansela? Free of charge. Unless I'll give you free of charge. Don't do it, I'll give you. Don't do it, I'll give you. Say to the believing men, يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. They protect the eyes, protect the private parts. It's more purifying for them. It's more pure for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, by using your eyes, abusing your eyes and your talents and your body, Allah classifies it as yasna'un. From there we get masna', factory. What factory does produces? You need electricity, you need water, you need energy, you need staff. Because you're producing, you're manufacturing. Allah says, I know what you are manufacturing. What are you manufacturing? Evil deeds. What you're doing right now is yasna'. You're producing which is haram, and you're getting sin for this. Allah is saying, don't manufacture, don't produce, don't open the factory of evil deeds, and I'll pay you not to open. I will pay you not to do it. What you must do, don't do it. Just close your shutters. Just close your eyes. Then how beautifully would explain, Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. Just close the mind, just close the eyes. Imagine Allah Ta'ala made it such now, that there was a button on your ankle. I have placed the button there to close my shutters, my eyes. And now she's coming on head on. She got brights on, I got brights on also. Maybe head on collision. Now I have to close my eyes, I've got to bend down. She'll think I'm falling for her. I have to press the button. Allah made it easy. You don't have to fall down for anybody. Just close your eyes. Look away. There's a sandstorm, I block my eyes. Right now there's an Imani storm taking place. Kufr storm. Take my Iman away. Say, look away. Look that side. Don't have to look. Hey Allah, I got saved. Make shukr to Allah. Start from one thing. Make that the jihad of my life. Whether my eyes, whether my salah, whether nawafil, whether my tongue, whether bad language, whether I'm the bad company, I'm pulling my friends away to the wrong avenues, whether I'm the ring leader, let's go play this, let's go here, let's go eat here, let's go do this. Make that the jihad of your life. When I will make this the jihad of my life, Allah's promise, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِينَمْ سُبَلَنَا. Allah said, open avenues of muhabbat. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِي مَحَبَّتِنَا لَنَهْدِينَمْ إِلَىٰ سُبُلِ الْمَحَبَّةِ. As I was saying, that person who makes the jihad of getting the love of Allah, Allah said, open avenues of love for you. Avenues of love. Everywhere I go, my ustaz will love me. Musallis will love me. People will love me. My family would love me also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love will come upon me. Just one small jihad. So many bayans, just identify one thing. This is my jihad right now. I'm going to start this jihad upon this one habit of mine, and upon that Allah will open so many avenues. And to keep the jihad rolling, Hadrat says that to get rid of the bad habit, he said, I want wazifa now. Some people say, man, I can't wake up Fajr namaz, give me wazifa. He said, the Fajr namaz is the wazifa. The Fajr namaz is the wazifa. You want wazifa for wazifa. That is the wazifa. Ask myself, why am I not waking up? He says, tadafakkaru. Apply your mind. Why am I not waking up? Who's stopping me? I can't hear the alarm also. So many alarms I set. I tell the youngsters, they set the house alarm then. Put the shop alarm. It was ringing at this time. The whole house will wake up. But Allah's alarm I can't hear. Then I can't hear anything. That's the sleep of Jamani now. Don't hear anything. But now speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, this is the jihad. My Fajr namaz is the jihad for me. Hazrat Imam Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah would say, then make that your jihad now. And speak to Allah before you sleep. Ya Allah, this winter month is starting. And the cold of Johannesburg. MashaAllah, in Durban we still with the aircon on at night. Ya Allah, the cold. Ya Allah, I love my bed. I love my blanket also. I love my sleep also. Ya Allah, I don't read Fajr namaz. Say, speak to Allah. Allah, I don't do this Fajr namaz. But Ya Allah, you wake me up. Ya Allah, you wake. Speak to Allah. It's in front of Allah, we are little children. You know, some adults, some awliya. We are little children. Speak to Allah like a child also. I say to Allah, Ya Allah, I don't want to wake up. Ya Allah, but you get me up. Ya Allah, you wake me up. He said, by the qasam of Allah, carry on speaking to Allah every night. You might not wake up tomorrow morning, but I'm still speaking to Allah. I'm in the battlefield right now. And I'm speaking to Allah. By the qasam of Allah, leave Fajr Salah, Allah will make you tahajjud guzar. And you start reading tahajjud namaz. How is happy? I don't know. He's speaking to Allah, I say, look at his sincerity. Look at his sincerity.
So Allah waliyul ladina amanu. Allah say, I am the friend of those that have iman. Once I become the friend of Allah, I'm walking the path now. How to become the friend of Allah? Find the friend of Allah. Find a friend of Allah. And this Quran says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, show us the straight path. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Tafsir al-Jalalin, we learned from Al-Hasan Saab also. He taught us, Quran makes tafsir of Quran. Allah grant us a long life and good health. Keep us as a taj on our heads. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, show the straight path. Quran makes tafsir. Quran didn't leave it ambiguous and mubham. Sirat al-ladina, the path of those people, not the path of kitabs, the path of those people. Kitabullah is saying, if you want the sirat and the path of Allah, then you have to find the rijal of Allah. Sirat al-ladina, an'amta alayhim, min al-nabiyyin, wa-siddiqin, wa-shuhada, wa-salihin. You want to become the wali of Allah, look for a wali of Allah. You found the wali of Allah, just stay under him. And by the qasam of Allah, I promise you, my dear brothers, to become pious will become so easy. All I got to do is just follow. And we say to the youngsters, any decisions to make, life becomes very easy. We use one usul, P.O.B. Pass on the buck. Who? Hazrat said. Who's Hazrat? Maybe Hazrat who? I also want Hazrat. Anything, ask my Sheikh. Just make mashwara. Maulana said, this finished work is done. So simple. Whether I must make nikah, whether I must do this, whether I must study this time, whether I must come to class, whether I must do this nafil, make so much of a dhikr, I just want to ask someone. No need to akal dorana. To run my brains. I don't have it. Hazrat Maulana used to tell us also, baro ke baate, baro samajhte hai. Hassan Sahib is saying, big people talk, big people understand. Then he will tell us also, sometimes we say, but I don't understand what the seniors say. So that is your answer. I don't understand what the seniors say. That is your answer. You don't have the understanding right now. But how I say it, okay, maybe baramu, because I'm very big. So I can't. He said, what? You don't have the acumen as yet. You're already giving the answer. I don't understand because you don't have the brains yet. Wait a little while to be understanding. So find the friend of Allah. And once you find the friend of Allah, what Allah says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So easy. I'll take you from all your darknesses into nur. So simple. There's no jihad, there's no war. Just simple. I got this bad habit. Where's jihad? How? Here's my instructor. Right? You do it like this, you do it like that. Before you know it, it becomes easy, so enjoyable. I can't understand how it's happening. It's unbelievable right now. I never knew I could do such things. This under their du'as, their tawajjuh, having somebody I can talk to, become the friend of the friends of Allah, Allah says, you become my friend. So Allah Ta'ala says, already the half the work is done, I'm already your friend. Now you make me your friend. The example you always give, like that youngster, farm boy, he's wearing his old suit, boot and tie, 1960 model, and he's walking to the village. That time they called the city village also. Came from the farm and went to the village. He's living in the village. He's going to the city. Friends see him. Where are you? You're all washed up and smart. Where are you going to? I'm going to marry the king's daughter. You, farm boy. Said, yeah, the nikah is done already. How is that possible? I already accepted her. She must accept me now. Half is done. Allah said, half is already done. I already accepted you. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. You have iman. You're already my friend. But you don't want to make me your friend. You're not giving me a space and a gap. You got everybody, so many contacts, so many apps, so much in your life, so much of dunya, that you got no space for me also. The phone calls are going non-stop. There's no time. That's how we tell the businessmen also, give Allah a gap. How to give Allah a gap? We all are busy. Busy, busy, busy. More busy. I'm very busy right now. No time to concentrate in salah also. No time to concentrate in dhikr also. No time to even think of the qabr right now. Tonight I may be in the qabr. As the Kim Sahib will say, Qaza Akar, Hangaye Dunya, Hangaye Dunya ko khamush kar diya. The Qaza just came, the whole hangama, this whole chaos of Dunya, Maud came, usko khamush kar diya. Just silenced it all of a sudden. Now his name is coming on the phone. You're dialing his phone number, but nobody's answering. Get the call, Janaza is coming out right now, delete the number. Oh, you were so busy just now. No time to do anything right now. Mood just came like that. So make somebody your friend and you see how to become the friend of Allah becomes easy. This is Islah. Very simple, nothing technical. And how easy, my dear brothers, especially for the ulama-i-karam and the students. And they tell us also that what work the seniors will take from us, even the businessmen also, what they never thought they could do in their life. Just putting their hand into somebody's hand, what you never thought you could do, now we are running on their strength. We're running on their steam, not on our steam. I don't have that amount of steam of Allah's muhabbat. Then Shah Abdul Haq Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that even the petrol tanker has to go to the depot to fill its own tank. Can have all the petrol on the top, but it still has to fill its own tank. I can have all the ilm, all the knowledge, everything I know of dunya, but I still have to fill my tank also. I still have to go to those that have the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, fill my tank also. That I have the steam of Allah's muhabbat. Now I move on your steam. Now they say, do this and don't do that. I never thought I could give it up. Then they say, give it up. And I gave it up. I can't believe it. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing that. I'm not doing it. It's on their strength, on their muhabbat, their love. I have love for a friend of Allah. Now when he gives the command, the Thani will say, rahmatullah alayh, the first effort I make on somebody that takes bi'at to me, is I instill in his heart my love. When he loves me for the sake of Allah, now I can hold his hand and show him how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now his love for me for the sake of Allah. Now how to love Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Then how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my life is for Allah. This is something we have to learn, my dear brothers. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding that where we go searching for somebody that who I can fall in love with, then fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'll understand what this worldly life is about right now. As is right now, nobody likes to be cheated, nobody likes to be deceived. But the biggest deceiver in my life is who? Myself. I'm deceiving myself. That this is life, this is how it should be right now, but it's a cheat, it's a deceit. I have to go for those that understand life, really what life is about. Show me what is real life. What is the value of a'mal? What is the value of this worldly life? Then I'm living a real life. Shouldn't be that I lead this life of mine, but the haqiqah, the reality of dunya, I don't know. I just think what they told me, this is dunya, this is how I should lead my life, that real is fake. It's fake. Nothing is true. Everything is fake. To the extent, Mawlana, I would say also, not putting doubt in anybody's heart or mind right now, but you see, even if the wife says, I love you only, I have to believe it. And you tell the wife also, it's only you. Like how, as I give the example also, a person went to the card shop to buy one love card for his beloved. She asked the person behind the counter, you have this card that has in there, it's only you. She said, yeah, we have that card. She said, give me 10 please. That's our dunya. Is that the reality? So the real muhabbat, real love, when a person comes into Islah, then life will become real. Then his muhabbat for his parents will be real. Then the love for his wife will be real. Her love for him will be real. Then the children's love for their parents will be real. Now I don't know whether my children love me. Back in Devon also now, back home, right? Just people say, my son never. So I ask the parents, that you also were his age at one time, how you act in front of your parents? You're just like him. What are you doing behind the scenes? He said, yeah. As you call him, timer, topi, bali. I said, so you think now his act is put in front of you? But he said, no, my son never. But you know behind the scenes what you were doing. Now you distrust him like that. You think he's a wali of Allah. You were just like that also. You put on such a good act. Me, never do a thing like that. But already you got it planned. I'm going to maneuver. The youngster used to come to his class every morning. Don't know his work. Asked him, bye. You learn sabak. Yeah, I learned it. What time you step early last night? Father said he got no access to Wi-Fi, no SIM card in his iPod, 1-2 games only and nothing. I said, but then, why are you not learning the work properly? He said, no, I was sitting on the internet. I said, you got no Wi-Fi at home? You got no SIM card in your iPod also? He said, no, I made a plan. How you made a plan? He said, my room is next to my mother's room. I put her hotspot on. Mother thought, Poiro, mashallah, he's sleeping. He was early to bed. But deceit. Fake life. Real life is the life of Hadith and Quran Sharif. The real life, the awliya, the principle, that is real life. So shouldn't we deceive ourselves, cheat ourselves, and years are going, that we've got to make it big, we've got to do it like this, we've got to do it like that. That is life. That is not life. See the friends of Allah, but Allah has blessed them with, that is the true life. That is the real life. How Allah Ta'ala feeds them. Just one example to conclude. We're all afraid now, if I give up these things, there'll be no fun in life anymore. Can't go eat out over there, can't go do this, can't go do that. Giving it up will become also enjoyable. The last example is Hakim Sahib will give rahmatullah alayh. Person planned to rob the bank. He says, the bank, I robbed the bank and now I got all these plans in my mind that I'll do this and I'll do that. He robbed the bank. Million then he got in his bag. And turned the corner, said, I made it out. Nobody caught me. And now he's planning his house, his car is on a buy and everything else. Then he gets a phone call from his friend. They picked you up on the camera, the police are on your back. Inna lillahi. Now his whole dream was in the bag. The bag has become a burden. Now he finds a manhole is open. They removed it, he throws the bag inside. Just throws the bag inside, the police come. And now he's walking like on bystander, standing there looking at him. What happened? He said he lost R1 million and he's so happy. Oh, I got saved. He lost R1 million and he's happy. You'll lose your sins, you'll be happy. I lost my bad habits. Ya Allah, I'm free from this. What a life now. How he lost it and he's happy about it, smiling. I asked him, what happened? He said, no, somebody robbed the bank. And now they found that parcel of his now. He said, shukr, saved. He'll get saved like that also. I gave up all his sins and all his gunas. Ya Allah, I've got a free life. Now this is real life. With this true muhabbat, I'm enjoying myself. No strings attached. We tell the students in madrasa also, we came to study ilm, we want to get the bottom of all these beautiful masail, but it's like a person who wants to go scuba diving. He's going to the bottom of the ocean to see Allah Ta'ala's makhluk, what is happening there. He's got his tank on his back, got his flippers on also, and he's walking, he's going deep sea. But he's got a rope tied to his waist and to the lifeguard's pole, 50 meter rope. So I'm going deep sea. Say, but you only see tadpoles. You're not going to see anything else. You gotta cut it. You gotta cut everything off. Get free from it. Now you dive into the ocean. Now you dive into the marifat of Allah. Now you go into the bayan. There's no phone that is now vibrating in my pocket. There's no context. My contact is Allah right now. Now I'm free of it. Now sit in the bayan. Get soaked in it. And durood sharif. Two things I forgot to mention. One is now make your jihad. And how to back my jihad up, Hazrat says, just start durood sharif. Every time I'm tempted, start durood sharif. When I'm starting durood sharif, now I'm connected to the Roda Mubarak. How I'm connected there, as a Gungoi will say, Rahmatullah Ali, say, understand. The only reason you're still a Muslim with all your sins and gunas, that you're still in Iman, how is it possible? Your staff in the shop that stole, third time you'll kick him out. I didn't steal 3 times, Ya Allah, I stole 300 times already. And you're still keeping me, how is it possible? He said, Hazrat Gungoi will say, Rahmatullah, the only reason you're still in Islam, a Muslim, is because of the tears of Rasulullah. The one tear of his that he shed, your name was written there. Allah keep him. And he's still crying for you. He says, he has a link to you still. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of his link to you, you're still in the fold of Islam. Then Hazrat Gungoi will say, if you don't believe me, say, Ajaw, come. I'll cut off that link, you lose your Iman instantly. Your link is still there. Start your durood sharif, that link is alive still. Start the durood, start sending the salams. He's sending salam to you. He's sending his name. Your name and your father's name has been taken at the roda right now. How is it possible now for nafs and shaitan to defeat you? 10 rahmat of Allah is pouring upon you. 10 rahmat. When the wife starts, now you start your durood sharif. She's going to talk, you're going to talk, there will be a big problem, explosion. You don't talk now. Hazrat says also, that you come in the house, you came from gym also, I'm big biceps, big chest right now, I'm the man of the house. He said, in 2 minutes she'll floor you. He says, two ladies fighting. You said, you're the man of the house, you become a lady also. Stand like a man now, open your chest, you got the broad shoulders, take it like a man. He said, give me your best shot, I'm good. Just build a national highway from one side to the other, no toll roads. Let it just go past. I heard nothing, I saw nothing, alhamdulillah. Say, you're the big person, you got this islah. Start your durood sharif. Ya Allah, just done us in your rahmat right now. Don't say anything. And then many men say to her, I didn't say. Then she said, finally, yeah, you're keeping quiet because you're wrong. They said, then I couldn't. Then I had to let go after that. That's the time to keep quiet. As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. Now the sadma came. Now the crunch point came. Now keep quiet. Now sabr is on right now. After you let go, now I'll make sabr. He said, no, now really make the sabr. Because the more you're going to speak, the more ammo you're giving. The more ammunition you're giving, the more problem. Don't supply the ammunition. Start Durud Sharif. That will make your Islah. Find somebody, start your jihad, start your Durud Sharif. These two things together very easily under the guidance of the Wali of Allah, Istawa start taking place. Then you find I don't need everything else right now. These two things I'm enjoying my life, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala give us a reality to make Islah of ourselves, to find the friends of Allah. And Allah has made them, Alhamdulillah, available. We have our Satiza, we have our Muhtamim Sahab, we have the Ulama-i Karam, Alhamdulillah. Where we can keep that contact with him. Allah has made it so freely available for us to make our Islah, to really, really enjoy life. Allah Ta'ala give us the sweetness of this worldly life, sweetness of Akhirat and Qabr also. Allah Ta'ala make our complete Islah, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu li mutaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallimu tasliman kathiran kathira. Rabbana zalimna anfusana wa illam taghfirlana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir wa hamma tajawaz amma ta'alam innaka anta Allahul Azzul Akram. O Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, purify our nafs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us of nafs and shaitan. Free us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how you freed the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O my Allah. Just one glance at the Mubarak face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was enough for them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you become yateen, Ya Allah. We cannot see the Mubarak face, O my Allah. We've only seen filth and dirt, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, open our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Remove the dirt and the muck, O my Allah. O my Allah, you come into our hearts, O my Allah. Come into our lives, O my Allah. Come into our eyes, O my Allah. To our ears, O my Allah. Remove all the filth and the dirt and the haram, O my Allah. Make our hearts only yours. Make our eyes only yours. Our ears and our limbs only yours. O Kareem Rahim Allah, we don't have the strength to reach you, O my Allah. O my Allah, with your power of jazb and pull, Ya Allah, pull us towards you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you pull us, O my Allah. We don't even have the strength. We are weaklings, O my Allah. We are the weakest part of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. We are drowning in all the haram activities, O my Allah. Whether they be in zina of the eyes, O my Allah, of the tongue, O my Allah, of the hands and typing away to the haram people, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, in riba, in zina, in cheating, Ya Allah, in vulgar language, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, only you can pull us out, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through your power of jazb, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make our Islam, pull us out of it completely. Pull us out, O my Allah. Our spouses, our families, our friends, the entire Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make our complete Islam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Islam for all our amal, our ibadat, our akhlaq, our muamalat, muasharat, imaniyat, complete before we reach you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.
JazakumAllahu khair to Mufti Sahib for taking out his time and giving us really wonderful and beneficial advices. Inshallah, Adhan will go immediately. And Isha Salah will be at 7:50. Inshallah, 10 to 8. 7:50 will be Isha Jamaat. Those who need to use the bathrooms, to your right, through the passageway, on the right is the bathrooms. And if you go through the passageway on your left, will be the Wudu Khana, inshallah. And a special reminder that meals have been prepared. We request one and all to please partake. The meals will be served in the section of the madrasa behind us, inshallah, behind me, inshallah. JazakumAllahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After this, one more announcement, inshallah. Mufti Sahib will be conducting a youth program at 9:45 this evening, inshallah. And then tomorrow, after sunrise at Ishraq time, inshallah, another majlis will take place. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.